Hi, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a recent look at some of your recent headlines. And we'll begin with some local stories where a recent alert from Tuscola County Sheriff's Department Facebook page highlighted a resident's close call with a deceptive scheme known as the grandparent scam. Here's how the grandparent scam works. Someone calls you, pretending to be a family member like a grandchild, and asks for money urgently, claiming that they are in trouble like a car accident or an arrest. With artificial intelligence, these scammers are now able to mimic the voice of your loved ones, making the call sound real and convincing. The best advice for avoiding this type of scam or any other suspicious phone call is to hang up immediately. The Sheriff's Department advises calling your family member directly using their known phone number. If you have caller ID and don't recognize an incoming phone number, just let it go to voicemail. Scammers often try to bully victims into transferring money through a mobile payment app by wiring money or by purchasing gift cards or money orders. If you receive a call like this, report it immediately to your local law enforcement. As technology evolves, scammers find new ways to deceive people. But by staying cautious and following these tips, you can avoid falling for their tricks and keep yourself and your family out of harm's way. A new police vehicle will be put into service soon in the village of Ubley. Police Chief Dave Rothy explained he wanted to buy a 2024 utility police interceptor with the standard necessary equipment needed at a cost of $47,390. According to Rothy, he has enough revenue to be able to put a substantial down payment on the vehicle. He pointed out he could use the money in the salvage vehicle fund and the drug forfeiture fund, which totals $17,000, to put toward the cost of the new police vehicle. The council approved the purchase of the vehicle, and when it arrives, the Tahoe will be sold, and the funds from it will help offset the cost of the vehicle as well. In other matters, it was reported that a 2004 Sterling dump truck is up for auction. Authorization was given to be able to bid up to $30,000 plus auction fees to try to get that truck. A special Tuscola County deputy is credited with quickly finding a missing person. At about 2:40 in the morning on April the 22nd, it was reported that there was a search for a missing 76-year-old man with health issues that had wandered into a wooded area near his home on Deckerville Road in Novesta Township. The police department, Michigan State Police, that is, Caro Post, was led the department in the search, and the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department stepped in to help. Deputy Spencer Coleman and his canine partner, Balo, located the subject in the woods. The missing man was transported to the hospital by MMR ambulance to be checked out. Following the successful location of the missing person, the sheriff's office noted having a canine unit is valuable when situations call for their need. The sheriff's department has two canine officers, Balo and Bleck, and will use them to help other local law enforcement agencies and counties when the need arises as part of mutual aid. We'll return in a moment.
Smokey the Bear.
Smoke. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war have popped up in increasing numbers of U.S. college campuses following last week's arrest of more than 100 demonstrators at Columbia University. As of today, police in Boston and Los Angeles say they had arrested protesters at schools in those cities. Protests on yesterday on the campuses of at least two universities had involved clashes with police. Students are calling for universities to separate themselves from any companies that are advancing Israel's military efforts in Gaza, and in some cases, from Israel itself. Protests on many campuses have been orchestrated by coalitions of student groups. The groups largely act independently, though students say they're inspired by peers at other universities. And lastly, former President Donald Trump is listening intently at his hush money trial as longtime friend David Pecker testifies in detail about the National Enquirer's efforts to buy and kill unflattering stories related to both Trump and other celebrities. Trump passed along notes to the two attorneys on either side of him. Pecker testified that Karen McDougal demanded $150,000 for the rights to her stories about claims of an affair with Trump, but Pecker says it wasn't clear who was going to pay for it. He said Trump's former lawyer and Michael Cohen initially asked him to front the costs. Pecker said that Cohen reassured him about reimbursement by saying the boss will take care of it. And that is a quick look at your local and national news. I'm Mac Kelly, and remember that anytime you want to look for Thumb area news, always go to thumbnet.net. And now, let's take a look at your weather with Wayne Mahar.